Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson, along with Ryan Dobson and Lou Ann Crane.
Welcome to Family Talk as we continue featuring some of our most popular broadcasts throughout the month of December. We've heard you, we listened to what you had to say, and now we're bringing you your favorite programs of the calendar year.
And these are some of my favorite broadcasts too, Luann. And one of them aired during our very first month on the air. That was back in May. And since then, we've added about 200 more radio outlets, and that probably represents many thousands of listeners, maybe hundreds of thousands. It's hard to know. These people will be hearing this conversation for the first time.
Well, Dad, this also represents the very first guest interview you did for Family Talk. So this is really special.
Can you believe 8 months have gone tearing by since we sat in the studio for the first time?
And we were so excited to welcome our very first guests, somebody from outside of the ministry, to come in and record.
That and we were recording in a tiny, tiny little studio. It was about 8 by 8.
You call that a studio?
I know. I call it a converted office that leaked sound like crazy. But since then, the Lord has helped us construct this studio. It's about twice the size of the last one, and we've got a control room. Man, we even have recording equipment.
That's right.
We're really coming, boy. I mean, we're there.
It was through the Lord and the help of our dedicated listeners partnering with us in this journey.
Absolutely, and we can never forget them because we couldn't exist one day without their help. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to that early program, I invited three ladies to join us back there in May to talk about what they and others had learned about the Girl Scouts of America and what the girls were being taught and what they were participating in. Since the 1970s, the leadership of that organization has traded their influence from the Judeo-Christian roots for the ideology of radical feminism and moral relativism. That may sound like an overstatement, and it's not widely known or understood, but I think it's going to be clear when you hear what we're about to share. When I first learned of that shift and what these little girls were being taught at troop meetings and events, I was really shocked, and I included that information in my book, Bringing Up Girls. I also talked about a new organization that serves as an alternative for the Girl Scouts of America. It's called American Heritage Girls, and I believe in that organization, and that's why we invited three representatives from AHG, American Heritage Girls, to be with us on that day. And this turned out to be, I think, a very interesting couple of broadcasts.
Well, we're going to pick up this conversation, Dad, as you read the portion from Bringing Up Girls that addresses this issue. And I think this is going to give listeners a glimpse of the shocking changes that have taken place within the Girl Scouts.
And in just a few minutes, we'll introduce and hear from our guests.
That organization has changed radically since 1993, when it began making references to God optional and marking the word with an asterisk. Then came mandates against Christmas caroling, praying at meetings, and singing hymns. And now we're seeing a surge toward the left that is deeply disturbing to many Christian parents. For example, as part of GSUSA's AMAZE program for middle school scouts, the girls read a quote from Buddha and are encouraged to explore mazes and stone or dirt labyrinths, symbols rooted in pagan mythology and the New Age movement. They're used as meditation tools, along with transformation circles. Eastern mysticism through Zen gardens and Buddhist writings are part of the curriculum. Moral relativism is evident throughout, which teaches that ethical issues are up to the individual. GSUSA's definition of right and wrong includes this statement: whatever is consistent with your character. The curriculum has a strong anti-boy tone. Boys are mentioned only in negative situations. There is minimal emphasis on mother, father, or family. Girls are not taught pride of country. The United States is depicted as antiquated and incompatible with globalism. One program involves girls in the United States Population Fund. Translated, that amounts to a massive effort to limit human procreation by means of abortion. Many of the female role models lauded by GSUSA, Girl Scouts, United States of America, are radical feminists, lesbians, existentialists, or communists, including the former chairwoman of the American Communist Party. There is much more to disturb parents, including a consistent infusion of lesbian and homosexual propaganda. In short, the organization has been captured by advocates of an extreme leftist ideology that's being force-fed to millions of vulnerable girls. Its board of directors and many troop leaders are intent on converting every girl from the youngest daisy to a mature ambassador into a, quote, agent of change, programmed to implement an extreme international agenda. The media has kept this transformation a secret for more than a decade. Luann, that's why I'm reading this and why we're doing this program. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be a secret. We want parents to know if they want to send their girls to Girl Scouts USA, that's their business, but they ought to know what they're getting into. There's a far better program available for girls, in my opinion. It's a nonprofit organization called American Heritage Girls, founded in 1995 in Westchester, Ohio, by a group of parents, some of them sitting here today, wanting a more wholesome alternative for their daughters. These parents were disillusioned with the increasing secular focus of existing organizations for girls. They wanted a Judeo-Christian focused entity and assumed that they were not alone. Let me take an advantage of this moment now to introduce those two founders to you. Patty Garibay is the National Executive Director and the founder of that organization. Patty and her daughter, Katie Garibay, whom I just mentioned, is with us today. She is a word-of-mouth marketing strategist for a major advertising firm in Ohio. She graduated from Ohio University, not Ohio State University. And then the second founder of American Heritage Girls is Laurie Cullen, and she is now the National Membership Manager. And it's so good to have you all here. And Katie, coming back to you, what in the world is a word-of-mouth marketing strategist?
Exactly. A word-of-mouth marketing strategist is really someone who's out there trying to create connections between brands and consumers.
All right. Now, as a product of AHG, American Heritage Girls, will you validate what I just said about this organization? I know it's your mom, and I know. Tell me.
Absolutely. You know, I was just a girl. I was a girl who, like anybody else, was facing all of the... I'm sorry.
No, no. You go ahead.
I was a girl who was facing all the stresses and the pressures of society. But when I would leave school and I would come to American Heritage Girls, it was a time where all of that went away. Mm. And we were able to interact with girls from all different walks of life. It didn't matter if you were popular, if you had no friends, what race you were. It was a time where you could come together, be sisters in Christ, and learn to really value who you were and to be proud of who you were. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm forever grateful. American Heritage Girls taught me a lot of different skills, you know, whether that was things as simple as going camping or, you know, learning how to sew or just talking about sports. But the most important part was that I became confident in who I was so that I could go out to college where I was on my own. I could still have my faith. I could still be confident in the woman that I am. And knowing that, you know, there's a bigger plan, there's a bigger picture out there. And now that I'm out in the real world, I'm living that plan. And 100% of the way, I would not be where I am today without American Heritage Girls.
Yeah, what a testimonial. What a wonderful statement about what American Heritage Girls is all about. If there are parents out there whose girls are coming home saying things that contradict their basic core beliefs as a Christian, coming home having heard stuff that you've got to counter And you've got to help them unlearn and teach them again. If what they're hearing there is different than what your pastor is saying, there's a better way. And that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You were under pressure from being in an encounter with a pagan world that did not believe what you'd been taught.
Yes, yes.
And that helped you cope.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and it really taught me that it's okay to stand up for what you believe in, and you should, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult the path may be. That's what this is all about, standing up for what you believe in.
Well, we're going to get to the specifics of what American Heritage Girls is all about and how it does its work. But first, I want you all to validate my concerns about Girl Scouts USA. We don't spend a lot of time here attacking other organizations. We will talk about the differences and the things that we disagree with, whether it is the anti-life agenda of public schools or whatever it is. We will talk about those things. But people need to understand the institution of GSUSA and put some flesh on those bones. I tried to explain it, but boy, I've got material in front of me that'll take your breath away. Patty, you got the guts to wade into that, because you'll get criticized for it.
I sure do, because I think girls are in danger in that organization, and I don't think we can take this lightly. I know oftentimes, I being one of them, in 1993, as a delegate to the Girl Scouts, I thought I was supposed to be part of this decision-making process to change the Girl Scout promise to put an asterisk by God. And I, like so many other Christian women, when I heard about that on the news and my husband nudged me, he said, what are you going to do about that? And I said, well, that won't be happening in my troop. We'll have a Christian troop. You can't have a Christian troop in Girl Scouting and be really aligned with the authority of Girl Scouting.
Where did your vision to try to form an alternative come from?
Well, first we did try to change the Girl Scouts, as any good person that understands authority would do. And we tried to make positive changes and put a conservative voice on our local council. And all of that was dashed, and I could talk for hours about what all went on there. And my dad, quite frankly, had a lot to do with it. And we talk about in bringing up girls the importance of a father. And although my father was disabled, he was a powerful, powerful man in my life. And when I would tell him about what was going on in Girl Scouting, and here he lay in his bed, bedridden from multiple sclerosis, he said, Patty, why curse the darkness when you can light a candle? Start something new. And I thought, if that man in that pain could think of a positive answer like that, then I should also consider that. And the Lord just started bringing the people around to help just lift me up, to say, you can do this. We can fight this fight in a very good way, as Christ would want us to, and to get rid of this unrighteousness and offer an alternative to families. And that's what we're doing today.
Laurie, how about your motivation? What drives you, and why are you still involved?
The mission, and to give an alternative to the girls of this country, and for families to have a choice when they are looking into programming for their daughters. The Girl Scouts should not have a monopoly on scouting. Yes, some will choose to stay in that organization. However, we could not choose to stay in that organization. It was totally against our beliefs and our values as a family. And like Patty said, God just came aside us and helped us to look in a positive direction after we had tried to make change within an organization that we trusted was good for our daughters.
Well, I was before you, but I was listening to the same voices saying the same thing. There's work here that needs to be done, and it's
Absolutely.
Why I left the university. It was the same thing, to try to make a difference, give an alternative. And as you say, not every parent will understand what we're talking about today, and some will be very irritated about it. Some of them have kids that are thriving in Girl Scouts. You know, I wouldn't put a child there because of those principles and those beliefs and that philosophy that is, in my view, dangerous. But if they are making it there, you got to make that choice as a parent. But from my money, there's a better way, and it's called American Heritage Girls. Give us an overview of American Heritage Girls. We don't need to spend all our time talking about the Girl Scouts. We've already let people know that there's a problem there. But what do you provide? What's the alternative that I keep talking about? What really excites these girls? Because, Luann, just a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. we had five girls
of
various ages, and I interacted with them and talked to them. They drew me pictures. They told me what they're experiencing. They love American Heritage Girls. I mean, they're on fire for it, and we made a recording of my interaction with them. We're going to let our listeners hear maybe next time, but we're going to mm-hmm. do that. But I would like to hear it from the developers of the program. First of all, what is the code that they recite? Because they know it. They've got it. What do you call it?
They do. It's the American Heritage Girl Oath.
Oath.
And it's, yeah. I promise to love God, cherish my family, honor my country, and serve in my community. And these four pieces of the oath are really important to a girl's life. They understand that first and foremost, God has to be in charge of their life. Secondly, they have to cherish that family that is entrusted in raising them. And then let's face it, we're all part of a community of one sort or another. And let's not forget our country. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Wonderful.
Well, there
country.
Were more components to it, because when I asked the girls to cite it, man, they had it down cold, and they went bang, bang, bang. We'll hear it when you are able to hear the tape.
Exactly. Oh, you're speaking of the American Heritage Girl Creed.
Got it.
And those are all the characteristics that we feel a God-honoring woman will have within their life. And that includes, as an American Heritage Girl, I promise to be compassionate, helpful, honest, loyal, perseverant, pure, resourceful, respectful, responsible, and reverent. Mm-hmm.
Well, it took me 279 pages to write that in my new book, Bringing Up Girls. But that's what I was attempting to say in various forms. Because that's what I think all of us should be hoping our vulnerable little girls, and a similar set of objectives for little boys and older boys and girls too, should be learning.
Absolutely.
And you're teaching it.
Yes, we are.
They cite it at every troop meeting.
That's correct.
No wonder they can lay it out pretty clear.
There was a beautiful song developed that helps them to learn these traits. Even the tiniest Pathfinder, which is, by the way, we serve girls ages 5 through 18. So the 5-year-olds are able to say and understand what these qualities are, which is really phenomenal because they are timeless qualities. They're biblical. Timeless qualities, and they will never change, and this organization will never change on those qualities. So that, in conjunction with our mission statement of building women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country, really is the formation of American Heritage Girls. And then if we put the window dressing on that a little bit more, we have program emphases where the girls actually earn badges, and so that's part of their achievement, and so they have a tangible sign of learning a life skill that way. And then they also are able to learn about girl leadership and how, because they are women of God, that there is a Holy Spirit power within them that allows them to go ahead and be in a leadership role within their homes, yeah. within their communities, within their school groups, like
now,
Katie mentioned.
Katie, that is what you were talking about. You not only had a lot of fun there and you learned some spiritual principles and things, but you got acquainted with who you are, what your strengths are, what you can do with your life, and got the confidence to go after it.
Absolutely. I feel like so often today girls are told to act one way, dress one way, think one way. And with American Heritage Girls, we were taught, just be you. Be who God has, you know, born you into this world to be. He's given you gifts. Be proud of those. Be confident in those gifts. And that's really what American Heritage Girls helped me to do in particular. And I know a lot of my friends as well. I mean, even if it's something as simple as going camping, if they were terrified to go camping before because they thought they could never do it, suddenly they're realizing, I can go camping. I can overcome my fears because I'm a confident woman.
What kind of thrill did it give you to lead those girls in one of those troops? And to see them come in scared and tentative and confused, and then to focus them in the right direction. Did that give you a great sense of satisfaction?
Absolutely. And I think as a peer, anytime that you can help your peers be confident and overcome something, it helps you too. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the greatest thing, was that we were all working together to make sure that we were all moving forward and that we were all becoming more confident and more, you know, proud of who we are. So that's the teamwork in the troop setting is just, it's incredible. You're helping mentor younger girls, and the younger girls are helping teach you how to become leaders. And that's something also that is very unique to the American Heritage Girls that the Girl Scouts does not have.
Boy, our time has gone by in a big hurry, but we're going to do another program on this because there are other aspects to what you're trying to do that we need to hear. And, Luann, we want people to hear the little girls who met with me.
They won't
I didn't
want
to send
that.
Them home.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got so many hugs that day. And one of them looked up at me and said, I like you.
Yes.
And that was neat. So let's have these folks with us again for another day. And I want to thank you for what you're doing. And parents who are out there, take note. I know you're busy. You've got too much going on. But if you're thinking about something else and you're turning your girls' understanding of who God is and who they are and what morality is all about and what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a lady, all of that, if you turn that over to somebody you might not be able to trust, there is a better plan. There's a better way.
And we're so thankful for the work of our guests, Lori Cullen, Patty Garibay, and her daughter Katie, for starting American Heritage Girls and offering this wonderful alternative for young girls.
Ryan, it was such a joy to have these ladies here in our studio. Mm-hmm. You can see why it was one of the favorite programs of this past year. The need is so great, and as we've heard, American Heritage Girls is becoming an increasingly popular option with parents. Please be sure to join us tomorrow to hear the rest of this conversation, and as we'll share some audio of Dr. Dobson's conversation with some of the American Heritage Girls themselves.
You can always listen at myfamilytalk.com, and there you'll also find links to all the information you'll need to get involved with American Heritage Girls.
If you prefer to call, the number is 877-732-6825. And while you're on the line, ask about how you can get a copy of our 2010 Family Talk broadcast collection. This is a 6-CD set covering over 18 days of broadcasting.
And requesting that set is a wonderful way to support Family Talk as we approach the end of this calendar year.
Well, everyone, as we bring this program to a close, I have to bring a very serious concern to our listeners, which I have frankly been very, very reluctant to share. Every day, it seems, my mailbox at our home is filled with letters from leaders from Christian ministries and organizations that are almost pleading for contributions, for money. And some sound desperate as they make their appeal for funds to keep going. I've read these letters, and I've heard the same plea on Christian radio, and I have not wanted to add to that sense of despondency, because that's the way it sounds. And so I haven't done that. We have let our need be known on occasion, but in a less urgent way. And that's been my style for 33 years. I have never wanted to be hard sell about fundraising. It somehow is insulting to do that. You know, I'm getting those letters from people. I got one just yesterday that was one page in length, and it had 6 requests for money on that one page, including the PS that said it again. So I have not wanted to do that. But now I have to admit, as we come down to the last few days of December, that we find ourselves in a similar situation that others have described. And that brings me to this message. I'm not going to elaborate on it. I simply want to tell our friends that if they want this ministry to continue, we need to hear from our listeners. And for everyone out there who has your own financial struggles, and there are many who are not making it. They're out of work, or their funds have run out, or they are living on a fixed income and can't give anything. I say to you, don't. Don't give to us. The Lord will provide. And so I'm asking those folks to just be in prayer for us. As we come down to the end of this year, just say a prayer. Lord, you will do what you will do and bless those you want to bless, and we will be faithful at that point.
Well said, Doctor. Again, you can reach us here at Family Talk, 877-732-6825, 877-732-6825, or of course, always online, myfamilytalk.com.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us next time when we'll finish this conversation about American Heritage Girls.